So what are your favorite Christian artists or songs, lyrics? What's ministering to you right now? Isn't it true that some of the lyrics of these songs act like a Hallmark card? They can say better what we would like to express to the Lord or about the Lord. They tell stories of His goodness. They boast of His greatness. They remind us of His Son's sacrifice and of His amazing love for us. In Psalm 32:7 reveals the Holy Spirit brings us songs to help us in times of trouble. You are my hiding place. You will protect me from trouble and surround me with songs of deliverance. When was the last time you prayed for those involved in making Christian music? Well, now's your chance. And be sure to share this with others so we can cover this industry with prayer. And just a little FYI, the top 10 Christian labels at the end of 2022 was Capital Christian Music Group, Provident Label Group, Def Jam, Fair Trade, Curb Word, Centricity, Bethel, Tribal, Universal Music Group, Nashville, and Tooth and Nail. Top 10. The top 10 Christian songs and their artist at the end of 2022 was In Jesus' Name, Katie Nicholl, The Goodness by Toby Mac, Relate, King and Country, In the House by David Crowder, Come What May by the We Are Messengers, Jesus is Coming Back by Jordan Felis, For God is With Us by King and Country, Hymn of Heaven by Phil Wickham, God is in This Story by Katie Nicholl, and Brighter Days by Blessing Ofor. So today we pray for those behind Christian music, the lyricists, artists, musicians, and record labels. Father, we thank you that your word says in James 5:13, is anyone among you suffering? Let him pray. Is anyone cheerful? Let him sing praise. We thank you for lyricists. We thank you that you have given them creative ways to be able to write words that we could not express ourselves about the things that you've done in our lives. We pray that their words would reach believers to encourage, comfort, challenge, convict. We also pray that their messages would reach unbelievers with the gospel. We thank you, Father, that you give them the skill. We pray that they have the time, the energy, the doors to open for them to share their lyrics with the right artist and right record label group that could help them promote it and distribute it and share it and use it. We lift up the artists. Colossians 3:16 says, so let the word of God of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thankfulness in your hearts to God. We pray that they are creative in the ways that they sing their lyrics, in a way that captures the hearts of the hearers. We pray for their health and safety over their vocal cords, that they would have a balance of time with their family and friends and time with you, Lord, that they'd be able to resist temptation and remain humble as they share and sing their songs. Give them strength to endure all the different places and venues that they have to sing. And then we lift up musicians. We thank you that in Psalm 153 through 6, praise Him with the sounding of the trumpet. Praise Him with the harp and lyre. Praise Him with tambourine and dancing. Praise Him with the strings and flute. Praise Him with the clash of cymbals. Praise Him with resounding cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We pray for the musicians, the ones that play the different instruments, that they would make unique sounds, that they would be unified when they play together, that they would play together with harmony, creativity that supports the singers, the song, the lyrics, that they would have clever and innovative ways to make sounds that glorify you, Father God, and you would protect them from demonic influence of playing music in a way that would not be appealing to you or that would breathe life into the songs. We also pray, God, that you would give them strength to endure the many hours that they have to practice, and that they would have the tenacity, the perseverance, and the motivation to do so. We lift up the record labels in 1 Chronicles 15:16. David spoke to the chiefs of the Levites to appoint their relatives, the singers, with instruments of music, harps, lyres, loud sounding cymbals to raise sounds of joy. Back in those days, And still today, it requires someone to be in charge of organizing all the pieces. So we ask God and lift up the people behind the ones that market, distribute, disseminate, publish, produce, direct, bring together all the different parties, have the sound equipment that distribute these groups and beyond. We pray to God that they would have creative marketing ways to reach the lost, that they would be protected from the love of money, which is the root of all evil. You would grant them godly wisdom in running their businesses, that they would be able to find the best singers who could reach the world for Christ and encourage believers to worship, that they would be able to get the right musicians to play that would balance the song, that you would give them unique opportunities in the secular and Christian world. When they attend Grammys or when they attend the Dove Awards, that you would keep them safe from the temptations that are in the world. Help them not to conform to the world, but to keep the mind of Christ. Help them to have healthy times with their families and balance their time away. And most importantly, help them to spend time with you, seeking your face and staying strong in you through the whole process. And then we challenge everyone listening to this podcast, pray for your favorite Christian artist. Lift them up. Think about all the things that they go through, the temptations they face, the humility that they have to keep walking in before falling by pride, the fact that they're not always popular and may not make enough money. Many musicians don't make a lot of money. Many lyricists never get heard. So let's pray for those involved and pray for the ones that created the song and the lyrics that ministers to you right now. That's your challenge. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Father, for music and for all those involved in bringing us words, sounds, and beautiful music that we can worship you with. In Jesus' name, amen.